The milk of the word will cause you to grow strong in the Lord. The word of God will give you a spiritual strong back. It'll give you spiritual good feet and good hands. It'll give you spiritual healthy ears, spiritual healthy eyes, and a spiritual healthy tongue and heart and mind. Matthew 4 says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." That's where you grow. Job said, "I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." Job came to a point where he was able to say, what God says is more important to me than just food. Just remember this, milk is sufficient for a baby, but there comes a time when the baby needs something of more substance. There's a time when a baby moves from milk to meat. As the human body grows, it needs to outgrow what milk can provide. So a baby, we move them on to eat pureed food, then they move to more firmer food, finally progressing to meat and other foods that can provide all the nutrients the body needs to continue to grow and develop as it should. Spiritually speaking, there comes a time when we need to move beyond the milk of the word. There comes a time when we need to feed on the deeper truths of the Bible. Now, this requires diligent study and regular feeding on the word. Just like you eat day to day to feed your body and keep it healthy, if you start skipping a few days, skip a week and you're in big trouble, but skip a few days eating and you start to have problems. The same can happen in your spiritual life if you don't regularly feed on the word of God. Don't skip that feeding of God's word. Paul puts it this way in 2 Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." If we're to do that, we need to do more than just read the Sunday school lessons or listening to the words of a preacher. We must learn to study the word of God for ourselves. We must learn to feed on the word of God so that the inner man can grow and develop unto all the Lord saved him to be. Don't take the Bible for granted, because it is the word of God. It is the word of God. 2 Timothy says, "All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." When you get into that depth of study in your Bible, you're definitely past the milk of the word when you're studying for doctrine and reproof and correction. And that's where we should be in our study. We should be deeper in the word of God. You know, it's very easy to despise the Bible. We despise the Bible by not reading it. Isaiah said, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read." We despise the Bible by not hearing it. We despise it when we don't listen to what the Bible's telling us. We also despise the Bible by not doing it. We read in James, "But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only." The Bible tells us explicitly that we need to be studying. If we ever reach maturity in the Lord, it will only happen because we have consumed a steady diet of the word of God. God has given us everything we need to grow. If we don't, we have no one to blame but ourselves if we don't grow in the Lord. There is a plan. There is a provision. There is a problem. Verse 1, we read the problem. In verse 1, Peter warns the saints of God to avoid certain activities. Why? Why were they warned? Why were we warned? Because sin will steal your appetite for the word of God. Sin will steal your appetite for the word of God. When people sin, that desire to come before God and read his word just drifts away. Children love to eat what's not good for them. Children and teenagers, for instance, they live on junk food. They love burritos. They love chicken nuggets from McDonald's and KFC. Just have a look at the paper bags my grandkids bring home. What is it, 20 nuggets for $10 or something at the moment? But if they eat just those things, they have no appetite for healthy food. It's a fact of life that snacks ruin meals. And the same thing is true spiritually. When we allow the wrong things into our lives on a spiritual level, we will have little appetite for what we should be consuming in the Word of God. It has been said, sin will keep you from the Bible, and the Bible will keep you from sin. Sin will keep you from the Bible, and the Bible will keep you from sin. Like the prodigal son, you can either eat from the pig trough or eat from the Father's table. That is something only you can decide. If you eat from the filth of the world, you'll have no appetite for spiritual food. If you eat a healthy diet of spiritual food, you'll have little appetite for the filth of the world. In the end, you are what you eat. You are what you eat. If you eat a lot of fat, greasy food, it doesn't do much good for your body. You finish up with a fat, unhealthy body. What you feed on spiritually will be what you are spiritually. Just like many people try to be careful about what they put into their bodies, every child of God should be careful what we consume spiritually. God knows who we are. We read in Psalm, "For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust." God knows that if we live in sin, we will have no appetite for his word or for the things of God. He knows that we will grow weak and be useless to him in his work. He saved us to use us for his glory. He saved us to make us like Jesus. Ephesians 4 tells us, "Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting." God knows all these things are going to happen to us. God just wants us to be so close to him that we have the strength and his strength to withstand this. The only way we will become like Jesus and be useful to the Lord is for us to grow strong and mature through a steady diet of his precious word. There's a plan. There's a provision. There's a problem. And finally, there's a procedure. There's a procedure. Peter tells us how we can take what God has provided for our spiritual growth. Peter describes a desire. Peter uses the image of newborn babes, and he says that like babies, we are to desire the word of God. Now, the word desire carries with us the idea of an intense longing to possess something, an intense longing to possess something. The word is written in a way that suggests more than just a simple wanting. The word expresses a demanding, intense craving for something. When a baby is hungry, everybody knows about it. That baby wants and needs one thing, and it will not stop crying for it until it gets what it wants. Is there anything wrong with a baby when it cries like that? No. No, it's doing what God designed that baby to do. The baby is hungry, and it demands what it knows will meet its need. Peter is saying that believers should have that same type of hunger, that same type of intense hunger for the Word of God. Like a baby demands its milk, we should have a persistent, intense desire to feed on the Word of God. And just as milk is essential for the growth of the baby, the Word of God is essential to our development as mature Christians. Peter also offers a description. He calls the Word of God the sincere milk of the Word. the sincere milk of the word. Now, the word sincere means pure, unmixed, unadulterated. And that word teaches us that we should never settle for substitutes. We must accept nothing less than the pure word of God. Watch out for anyone who dilutes or sugarcoats or spray paints the word. God uses all kinds of vessels to deliver his word. He uses preachers, he uses teachers, he uses missionaries, he uses writers and many other vessels. We must be able to take what we hear and read from men and check it against what the Bible says. When the message and the word match, you can eat all you can. But whatever is told to you and given to you by all sorts of sources, it must stand up against the word of God. And that's why we need to study the word of God, so that we know when we're being told something that doesn't match God's word. Stand for nothing less than the pure, vitamin-fortified word of the living God. You know, the pure word of God will grow you. But God's word contains spiritual vitamins. It also contains spiritual sweets, but it also contains spiritual castor oil. But they are all helpful in their place. So we need to ask God to feed us, and he will just remember to eat what he puts in front of you on your plate. God has spread his table and loaded it down with the best he possesses. He has left that spiritual food out for us to enjoy, and it's free for the taking. Our duty is to feed on that spiritual food. And feed you will, but where you feed will determine what you grow up to be. Eat well from the Lord's table, and you'll grow up into a strong, faithful, mature Christian. Eat from the world's table, and you will never develop spiritually. You'll be weak, anemic, and powerless. Eat poorly, and you will be a vessel God cannot use for his glory. Eat well, and God will use you in ways you could never imagine. What really satisfies you? Do you feel more satisfied with a good movie or a good sermon? Do you know more about your favourite movie star or sports star than you know about God's book? If you needed direction in life, would you turn to Oprah or Jerry Springer or Joel Osteen or the Word of God? The answer to those questions are important because they reveal the type of diet that you consume. The answers to those questions reveal where you are spiritually. Do you feel that you're growing in the Lord? I encourage each one of us to develop a spiritual appetite. Get hungry for the things of God, and we'll find that there's plenty to go around. We'll find that when we're hungry for the things of God, God will give us seconds and thirds and fourths. He lets us keep feeding. And we'll grow in amazing ways. My counsel for each of us this morning is to throw out the junk food we consume day after day and fill the cupboard of our soul with the pure Word of God. Before long, we'll be strong, mature believers who glorify the Lord and can be used by him for his glory. In conclusion, 2 Timothy again, chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I leave you this morning with the question, what's your diet going to be? What's your diet going to be? Our Father and our God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you have, when we accept you as Lord and Saviour, Lord, that we can come as babes in Christ. But we pray, Lord, that you'll give each one of us that desire to feed on your word, that you'll give each one of us that desire to grow into spiritual maturity where you can use us. And Lord, even now we give thanks and praise for the ways that you will use each one of us in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.